The leading cars coming through the second run round Trento, which is the opening stage of the second loop of the rally. It's stage four, and the big talking points are Declan and Brian Boyle, fastest in Trento, to increase their advantage at the head of the field. The impressive Keith Cronin in the Citroen has lost a lot of time due to a puncture, and Sam Moffat, with damage to the front of the car, has also dropped down a place or two as well due to a slight off in there in Trento. We'll give you the times that we have unofficially after stage four. Declan and Brian Boyle, the winners from 2 years ago in a Fiesta WRC, 6 minutes 45.7 for the Boyle cousins in that Fiesta. Second fastest on his home stage, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett in the Super Impreza WRC. 6 minutes 46.8 was the time for Manus Kelly. Donal Kelly and Conor Foley in the Focus. 6 minutes 47.4. So just what? A couple of seconds separating, not even a couple of seconds, separating the top three stage times in there in Trento second run. Some of the other selected times, Alistair Fisher has jumped up the overall standings from 7th to 4th, 6 minutes 49 dead for Alistair Fisher. That is just over 3 seconds, 4 seconds slower than Declan Boyle in the Fiesta. Josh Moffat, 6 minutes 55.5, and Eugene Donnelly, 7 minutes 7 minutes 1.3 seconds for Eugene Donnelly. So Keith Cronin, as we told you at the outset, a puncture to his Citroen. He lost a lot of time. 7 minutes and 55 seconds was the time for Keith Cronin in there in Trento. So unofficially in the international standings as we see things after stage four. Leading the way now by 3.2 seconds is the boys of Declan and Brian in that Ford Fiesta. Donal Kelly remains in second position in the Focus WRC. And indeed, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett have closed the gap slightly now. It's down to 4.8 and they sit in third position overall. Outside of that, Alistair Fisher is in 4.25.9 down on Manus Kelly. Seamus Leonard's just 0.4 of a second adrift of Fisher in fifth position. Sam Moffat is in sixth, 2.6 back. And then Josh Moffat is a further 4.6 seconds back in 7th position. 8th in the international is Jonathan Greer in the Citroen. Keith Cronin losing time with that puncture is down to 9th. And Joseph McGonigal continues to hold 10th place in the Skoda Fabia. Eugene Donnelly just outside the top 10 in the Mini WRC. And he currently sits in 11th position. The unofficial top 5 we have from the national rally after stage 4. Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan continue to lead. There's just a second in it now between themselves and Damien Tourish and Donal McAlaney. Escorts, of course, 1 and 2. Tourish taking time out of Brian Brogan on his home stage. Just 1 second now separates the top two in the national. Jonathan Pringle and Alan Keena in an Escort are in third. Declan Gallagher and James McNulty fourth in the national. 0.8 of a second behind Pringle. And the top five's wrapped up with Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. And they sit, 9.5 adrift in a fifth position. And they're 14 seconds down on the leaders at the moment, Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan. The cars are heading out to start stage two on this loop, which is stage five. It is, of course, Letter League. At the end of that for Highland Radio Sport, we'll be Chris Ashmore, and we'll have another update for you very, very soon. But at the head of the pack, it's about the boys at the moment. They lead Donal Kelly by 3.2, with Manus Kelly third, another 4.8 adrift in the Subaru WRC.